What's up, 5 Minute Fatherhood listeners? Have you guys seen that Family Teams Weekend Live is officially open? You can register, you can claim your spot. A 2-day event, Cincinnati, Ohio, October 18th and 19th this year. We're gonna pack 250 couples in a Memorial Hall historic theater downtown, where we're gonna lean in, roll up our sleeves, and have a workshop about building a multi-generational family team on mission. You're going to get practical tips. You're going to get practical tools. You're going to leave with a family blueprint and manual. And officially, you're also going to be not alone and realize there's other people who want to do the same thing as you. We want you guys there. It's selling out fast. So make sure to go to familyteams.com/weekend to register and claim your spot. And there's also a special little discount code if you're part of our Facebook group, which you can find a link to that in the info section on audio or the info section on the YouTube channel. So again, familyteams.com/weekend. It's selling out fast. Claim your spot. We'd love to see you there. Almost every family has rewards. Almost every family has discipline. Not a ton of families have training. Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here. Another episode of 5 Minute Fatherhood. Fun topic today, and that is the question of how to stop your toddler from whining. I don't know if you're like me, but it's my absolute favorite thing of being a parent is hearing just that decibel level of screeching coming from a toddler's mouth, that not like the tantrum, but just that, you know, or whining, or when you say no to something, you know, like that whole level, which is almost worse than the tantrums, in my opinion. There's something about the decibel or the frequency that is worse.
Yes.
But Jeremy, how do we do this? How do we lean into this? And I think also, why is it important? Because I know this is something we concentrate on and try to work on primarily because I think how you respond to authority is just as important as the behavior. And I think God shows that in the scriptures, right? That he doesn't want you walking away grumbling and complaining. He wants you walking away knowing that he just did something or gave you a command for your joy and for your blessing. And your response shows if you believe that or not. But what would you say?
Yeah, this is tough, you guys. And, you know, this drove me crazy too. This was very difficult for me to handle as a dad. Of course, it's a toddler's job sort of innately to torture you until you give them what they want, right? It's your job as a dad to stand up and say, no, you're going to need to learn how to trust me and to willingly and cheerfully, you know, or at least willingly submit to my authority and your mother's authority. Yep. So the first thing, you guys, is you have to understand it's normal and it's going to take training. So this is actually a question that Chris asked us in the Facebook group. You know, how do you guys deal with a toddler who's whining a lot? And what I would say is this is a great catalyst for a dad to become an intentional trainer of his children. Yes. And so for each of our kids, we had to train them out of this terrible habit. And it's going to take some intentionality. Now, Jeff and I spend like a couple hours talking about this in the skill of fatherhood, but I want to give you guys a little bit of a just sort of on this topic, what are the basic elements of training your kids when they're whining? So the first thing, you guys, is that you have to actually have a time set aside where you train them what you want them to do. We call this the demonstrate phase. And so you basically would say, look, Johnny, come and ask me if you can have ice cream. You know, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Daddy, can I have ice cream? No. You know, now this is what I want, you know. And then you show them what they normally do. You know, I want, you know, it's like, so you train them like this. I want you to say, okay, dad. And then, you know, if that's what you decide what you want, exactly how you want their response to be. But you need to show them what you want them to do. Then the next, now they know, now they're not, that doesn't mean they're going to magically do it. Of course, they're going to whine still. And so what you need to have, and this is a really important and clear place where you have to have a correction strategy for your children. One of the things we talk about in the skill of fatherhood is there's three tools you have to have to always train somebody. We have these three tools in every area of our life with our jobs: rewards, corrections, and disciplines. And most dads have only a discipline. Some that are really intentional will add a reward to that. But virtually, very few dads really have a thoughtful correction mechanism. And so we use the marble system, and Jeff, their family uses a sticker system. Yep. But basically what this is you need to have something where you can, as soon as your child whines, you're like, okay, take a marble out of your bowl. And as soon as they say, okay, dad, put a marble in your bowl. So this is a correction mechanism. Mm-hmm. It's just a small thing that allows you to give them some feedback. And so they actually feel the result of not obeying or not going along with the training. So the marble system, you guys, is basic. It's super simple. You can use stickers like the Bethkes do. But basically, you have to have some kind of currency where they're getting like one of these things for doing something right, and you can take one away when they need to be corrected. And having something like that, and then at 10, maybe you go after ice cream. And so anytime you start a new system, you need them to get to sort of that reward spot as fast as possible so they can enjoy it. So you have to have a system like that to train a toddler oftentimes in these really difficult areas. But Jeff, any other thoughts about that?
Yeah, I just would reiterate, and you've heard us talk about this before if you guys listen a lot, that you know, almost every family has rewards, almost every family has discipline, not a ton of families have training, which is the actual only proactive one. A reward is reactive, and discipline is reactive, but training, actively taking time to mold and shape the behavior you want, not just for yourself, but for your family culture and for your team, and to take them in the direction you want that pushes their heart in the right direction. And so I think, yeah, with obedience and with attitude. So this is basically an attitude one. I think it's really, really important, or understand the importance of it, right? Understand that grumbling and complaining actually is kind of the first seed of a corrosive heart, that it gets deeper and it goes farther and it goes darker. But not that you can force a joyful heart, but I do think in the same way that the one can be the way into a darker path, I think thankfulness and a good attitude can actually kind of put your heart on a farther trajectory as well, and kind of create this more of a rich heart of thankfulness and gratitude, which is what God says is our one of his wills for our life. And so, yeah, just see the importance of this and come up with that thing, whether it's marbles, whether it's stickers, whatever it is, and do the exercises. And also, if you're listening, let us know how it goes. We love hearing when you guys apply some of the stuff, work on some of the stuff, bring it into the 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group where we have about 1,000 other dads, and we'll see you there. Hey guys, one of our favorite places to hang out on is the Family Teams Instagram. That is where you will find tips, quotes, tricks, and a bunch of other conversational things to help you build your family team on mission. If you're on Instagram and you want to get encouragement as you do this and build your family team, just head over to Instagram and follow us at Family Teams.